The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
One of the things we love doing is lifting up brand new businesses, people that are doing some good in our community, and they've decided to go out there and strike off on their own and make a difference. And that's the story behind Aspire Academy and Heidi Kroner, who is the founder and the executive director, the person behind Aspire Academy. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Heidi. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
This is an interesting business that you have. Let's talk about what is it that you do.
Well, Michael, we screen for dyslexia. We tutor kids who have dyslexia with a unique program called the Orton-Gillingham Method. We also do personalized ACT prep. So if your child's got maybe a 15 or a 16 in reading or English on the ACT, we sit down and personally go through and take the tests with them. Generally, every student I've had, I've gotten them up to a 22 or above.
Got it. Wow.
So and that's just through personal attention and finding out what their good, their strengths are and where their weaknesses are, and then giving them test strategies so they can improve that score.
Got it. Okay. This is based in Urbandale, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Aspire Academy, and we're talking with Heidi Kroner. Heidi, what is the prevalence of dyslexia?
It's 1 in 5 kids, or approximately 20% of the population. It's a brain difference. Kids are born with it. It's hereditary.
Really?
And it's you're reading with the right side of the brain instead of your left side of the brain. And
so the wires got crossed.
Wires got crossed, or they think that it's very creative people, mechanical people, who are probably what we have typically decided in our society is right-brained, and they are reading with the picture side of their brain.
Interesting.
And it fails them after about 5th to 6th grade.
So with 20% of the people having this, I would imagine that that's a good business plan for you, because there's a lot of folks out there. But how do we find out if our child or our spouse or we ourselves – are dyslexic? When does this manifest itself?
You'll start to notice it as early as kindergarten. Mm. You can even notice it in preschool, but it'll be kids who have difficulty learning their alphabet sounds. It'll be kids who have a lot of trouble learning to write the alphabet and learning to say the alphabet in order. And a lot of times there'll be these kids who develop a lot of anxiety issues while they're in school. The teacher will say, I can't get them engaged, I can't get them interested, or they're trying really hard, or they seem really bright, but their reading, spelling, and writing is not matching their verbal intellect.
Right. And, okay, let's talk a little bit about that. So if a person, if a student is a 3rd or 4th grader and just cannot read or has great difficulty reading, even sometimes simple words, is that maybe a cue to, or can say the alphabet just fine? But what about when we get to that point of saying,
in 3rd and 4th grade, they'll be able to read. They're probably about a grade level behind their peers. They'll skip a lot of little words like the and of and that. They'll misread those. They'll, if the word is house, they may say home while they're reading. They'll
interesting.
Look at the shape of the word, fill in what they think is going to work. They'll be a slower reader. They'll be very choppy. For some kids, it doesn't affect the reading as much as it affects spelling and writing.
Hmm.
So like in my family, it really affects spelling. My son was a terrible speller. He could read, but he couldn't spell to save his life. And I thought, he's never going to make it through college if he can't spell. And then when we started to look at my dad, it affected his spelling, but he's an avid newspaper reader. So for some kids, and that's the myth, is that it doesn't mean you can't read, but it does affect your speed.
It
inhibits your, choppiness and spelling.
Heidi Kroner, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Aspire Academy. This is a privately owned, this is her deal, and just recently opened up in the Urbandale area. What grade levels do you work with? I mean, do you work with even older kids?
Yes, I get a fair amount of middle school and high school kids. So some kids will just around 6th, 7th, 8th grade, the parents start to notice that their ITBS scores are going down. They're starting to get a little anxiety. High school kids get a lot of kids as sophomores who they're reading, but they can't understand what they're reading. Everybody's finished the book already and the English book, and they're still on page 10 type thing.
I can imagine that's frustrating to the student as well as the teacher and perhaps even the other classmates. We're talking about Aspire Academy. Why did you call it Aspire Academy?
Oh, that's funny that you should ask. I wanted to call it Sunnybrook Academy.
And
my mom said, no way. My mom came up with the name Aspire.
Good going, Mom. Sunnybrook sounds like the place that they would send me.
Yes, that's what lots of people told me.
You're going to Sunnybrook, by the way. Okay, so it's Aspire Academy. To aspire to do better, yes?
Exactly. Okay. Educational excellence, aspire to do better. And I would say our target market, when we get the kids there, that's what they're hungry for. And I haven't had a kid yet who hasn't enjoyed the program because they see that it's helping them get better. They can feel the improvements when they're at school. And literally, I'm not bragging. I don't have kids who cry. They want to be there and they enjoy coming.
Nice. When we talk about diagnosing this or noticing this, how good are schools at being able to identify this? Or is it usually the parents that are identifying this first?
It's the parents who are identifying it first. And there's a couple reasons for that. Iowa is a non-categorical state. So Iowa has chosen not to diagnose any learning disabilities. So they will look if you're having trouble, but they will treat the symptoms. So that's like if you go to the doctor and have a sore knee. That sore knee could be cancer
lots
in the bone.
Things, yeah.
It could be you fell down. It could be all kinds of things. And so you need to get to the root cause. Is it? And so the schools can't identify it because they're not allowed.
Not allowed to do it. Well, that's helpful. You know. All right. So then it comes on the parents to be able to, first of all, identify this. But where do they go for help other than Aspire Academy? So this is there, obviously, because there was a need in the community.
Right. And so then that becomes the big problem for parents, too, is where do they go for help? And so the school doesn't give them any answers because they're not sure. So then you start looking on the internet and you start saying, oh, do I get a diagnosis from an educational psychologist? Do I go to a True Potential? Do I go to, where do I go? And I know when my child was showing these struggles, literally I looked on the internet for about a year. Then I tried different things. And every parent you talk to will say, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. So what we're doing at Aspire is twice a month we're having parent meetings. And you can go onto our website, sign up for those parent meetings. They're no cost. They're on Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings. And we're just going to be getting together and providing resources and talking.
Very nice. An opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have kids or grandkids even, and I would imagine there's lots of grandparents that would be assistive in helping their kids maybe move this along so that they can get some help. When we come to talking about treatment of dyslexia, give me a real quick overview. What do you do?
Okay, well, first you can get a screen, and like at Aspire Academy, you get a screen, and then if you're test positive for it, we recommend you get a full educational evaluation. But with that positive screen, we can start doing this Orton-Gillingham program, which teaches phonics and every letter sound at the kid's pace. They don't move until they've mastered it and it's automatic. There's 12 books. I'm certified to teach it. I've went through all the training to become level one, and I'm working on my level two certification. The kids go twice a week, an hour each, and it will take a year and a half. Well, it'll take about 2 to 3 years to make it through the whole program. But by the time the kid finishes, they're reading in 10th, 11th grade level.
So they have then compensated for some of the inabilities they had in the past.
Yes, it'll make reading so much easier.
I would imagine this would also do a lot for the students' confidence.
I usually notice within 6 to 9 months almost a big personality change. They feel confident. They come in smiling. And that's a lot of times how we get them in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is the parents are noticing these personality changes.
Interesting.
1st grade, parents are noting anxiety at school. Yeah, it creates huge positive gains for the student.
Heidi Kroner, ladies and gentlemen, the business is called Aspire Academy. It's based in Urbandale, but I would imagine she would be welcoming to have anyone within the sound of our voice here in the greater Des Moines metro stop in, or at least check out the website and then give her a call. We will have links to your website up on the radio blog so people can find out more about you.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me come in.
Thank you, Heidi Kroner, for coming in. Good work that you're doing. All right, we've got to step aside because it's almost 6 o'clock, and we got to go. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood, and the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and done by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. Thank you all for making this possible. All right, we're going to leave you for the rest of Thursday, but we'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.